Tony.
All right.
Mark.
Steve. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
But like Steve has said, to be prepared before, you know, it's better to have too much and not enough, and we'll prepare it with a 3-inch line. Then when the water part happens, we'll, if we have to modify something, then that'll be the
time. Now, wait, do we need a 3-inch line in order to get the feed done? Don't you just figure it out?
Yeah, he said 130 for a 3-inch is one
pump. Doesn't that vary on gallons per minute on the pump, though, or?
It does.
Follow the agenda then?
Yeah. 4%. So we're taking 12% off the signs.
We need 14 off of that.
I did that.
Where are we at?
460, so you're at 2831.
What are we taking 14 off
of? I'm sorry,
take off 460, so then we're at $2,831. First thing on the agenda is the ice machine. I don't know if you just want to get that out of the way.
Do we just need a group of her to speak?
Yeah, I'm
not
good.
Joe?
I'm good, yep.
Okay. Well, we had to buy an ice machine. We bought it, it's here. It's over and done with, I guess.
Which one did we get that?
One for me to see.
So $3,500 essentially. Or I guess it's $4,000.
It's the $4,762, the one with the receipt.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see the receipt.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we accept the bid from A to Z Restaurant Equipment Supply that supplied us with a new ice machine for $4,762.08.
Second.
Motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. All right. Now, you got to have the electrician come and change it around. Will you please have him look in the back of the ice machine and make sure he can't make that, turn that rewire to 220? We should have bought a 220. That this thing is going to pull.
Is there heavy enough wire running to the box?
Yeah, we got enough wire. It's just
size
runs. Yeah.
It runs off a 110.
Yeah, and it should have been 220. But
see,
I did not see that.
220 to that plug?
No, there is 220 to the plug now.
Oh.
We need
110. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not plugged into the plug. It's plugged into a different one.
Yeah. So the extension cord to it.
So can you clarify what you're asking for?
To run that motor on 110.
Okay.
Is harder on the motor than running it on 220, and it costs more to run it.
So you want the machine modified to run 220?
Do you understand what I want?
I understand what you want, but I talked to Bob already about it. He said you can do that with electric motors, but you cannot do it with compressors.
Well, then we're stuck with the 110.
Can they switch the 220 all into a 110?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's got the financial?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep that handy, and as we go through, we can go back to it. You understand that you've got about 88.5 in the bank, and we're gonna spend close to 70 of it. So here we go. Septic. We decided to go with Andrew Schweitzer. His bid was between the two bids, he was and we wanted to only use one person.
Right. Didn't come with that at all.
So we will Schweitzer. Now, the question on Schweitzer, or the question on that, is we need to have the elevation shot in by somebody. If you and I do it, we're just going to get a lot.
Well, he'll shoot in the elevation. He'll know how much he has to drop.
You want him to set the elevation? I'm not sure.
I don't think that'd be a problem. I mean, we're going to go from that sidewalk right there, and we're going to be right over here. And I'd probably say, what is that, 20 feet?
Yeah.
And set it 4 inches below this corner, top of your structure, and wherever you need it coming back, you take a hot saw and you cut a hole in the side of that thing and then you shove your pipe in and off he runs. You've got to shoot this end to make sure he's got enough where the other end needs for the corner bubble all the way down. As long as it's all going downhill.
You're going to have to take the
heat out. I'll talk to Andrew about it, but it's not the first one he's had to run.
No, I know it.
They're actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
And just getting the tools lined up, and that's where if you will go down to rent the hot saw, or I might set up maybe Tracy Raft and come by and cut a hole.
Typically, if you just drill it a few times, you can mark that hole.
It's rebar. That's all got big wire in it and everything else. You just get a hot saw, that way you don't get anything over.
But you are going to leave that pipe up a foot and a half off the bottom of that. That hole
will be part of your foot. Whatever it's called.
No, in the concrete pipe. When you plug in this in the drain pipes, make sure there's at least a foot above the bottom of the.
For sediment drop.
Yeah.
Well, I also meant that in when it was said. Yeah, you leave it up a foot and then cement to the bottom.
Yeah. And you have decided where it's going to come out.
We shot it last fall, and there's plenty of room.
All right.
Because the only thing that's not there is some sort of cage to put over the end to keep the critters out.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also wanted to put a holding tank there.
A holding tank for?
An irrigator. But that's down the road. We're not going to do that now. So just run it wild.
You got a lot of irrigation?
Yeah. We'll do that later.
I would need a motion to approve those two, if that's what conflict is in here.
I make a motion to accept cast iron construction for the pavilion septic line and the drain excavation for $3,350.
I'll second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Blue Water. I would suggest on Blue Water, if it's all right with everybody, to approve Blue Water.
Did we get second bids on that?
Couldn't find anybody. Where's Blue Water? Blue Water is $2,000. Probably you should go with New Water, not to exceed $2,500. Are you guys happy with that?
Well, I you say not to exceed $2,500. I and Mark may weigh in on this, but you know, this is all figured with a one-inch pipe, and it seems there's brass fittings and stuff. If we kick it up to a three-inch, it should cover another $400, should cover it, you think?
No, when you get to brass fittings.
Because I got a feeling, I don't know, but I'm feeling that brass is probably pretty spendy.
Where are we going to use brass?
I don't know, they've got it on the bid here.
They have to use brass because they're a well company that's for potable water.
I mean, I don't think we're going to get it for 25 if we kick it up to a 3-inch and with the fittings. I just.
You think 3,000?
I think if we want 3, I think we'd cover it. Not to.
I'm happy with 3. I'm happy. Either Gary or I, either. So if it doesn't make sense,
how do you feel about that, Mark? You kind of know, have your finger on the pulse a little bit more on that material than possibly. You probably don't use much 3-inch stuff, so.
No, but all pipe has come down like wood has. Wood's come down some.
Right, but pipe, that plastic, I know is expensive.
All that stuff is still.
Well, let's go to 3 then.
I'd be comfortable with that. I think if you think that would come.
You think that'll get us a 3-inch line then?
I think we should. I think, you know, we're prepared then.
Yeah. All right.
I'll make a motion that we accept Blue Water's well for digging in the water lines not to exceed $3,000.
And with larger than one inch pipe?
Yeah, we're going to raise it 3 inch. That's a little more.
Awesome.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. End of Town Hall Road. Okay, what we're going to do is that pile of rock that's never been used, we're going to lay it out on the very end of Town Hall, like we agreed.
I like that idea.
And then you can pick through them. You two can pick through them, and you can pick through them as a group. And the ones that we can use, we'll get on to using them.
Okay, the guy comes tomorrow morning at 9, I'll be here to the window.
That's tomorrow at 9? Okay.
Well, remember to talk to him about the rocks. We'll mention the rocks.
Can I just point out, though, it was mentioned today about the property owner, that we don't own that property. A concern to put the rocks there.
No, they'll be on the right way. They're on the easement.
They will be on the easement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're not supposed to have anything on the easement, was my understanding.
Yeah.
He didn't want us, after all the years we put stuff over there, all of a sudden we had everything off in one.
No. He's fine. He's fine. We'll lay them all out there, and then we'll, in the next, if we don't use them, we'll use them this year or next, and we'll get rid of them.
And is there a use for you, Chad?
I use them for patching beaver holes in the road. I drop them in there so the beavers can't move.
But anyway, that's all going to be graded out. And it's going to be graded out at least to the end of the pickleball court, to where the trees are. And then that'll all be seeded in. Just rough seed, and the extra dirt will be gone, the roots will be gone, that whole end there will be clean. Anybody got any questions on that? All the roots are gone, everything. And we got to take a bunch of dirt out of there. You know, the trees we took out were higher.
Yeah.
That's all going to be graded in nice.
So they're going to dig those heaters in deeper again? Very good, still alive. Is that what you referred to, the trees in July?
No. Where we took all them trees out of?
Oh, yes, yes.
That was high.
Right.
So we're going to take some of that over there.
First.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the whole area will be sealed. Any trash will be gone. Any questions on the end of Town Hall Road?
I don't, but if I could, I'd like to backtrack just for a quick second on the water coming into the bathroom. When are we shooting to get that in?
As soon as possible.
And then with that also being said, I think you and I kind of spoke earlier about having a spigot in that utility room. And now, the more I think about it, it would sure be nice to be able to water all the grass we're going to have to water out there.
Blue water is not going to do that.
No, but the plumber will.
Yeah.
What about a hydrant at the end of the pavilion?
You know, I thought about that, but what if kids just shoot like the money that people
want? It's pretty, that'd be fine too, though. They're pretty hard to move up.
I've got one. I use it all every day. But, you know, I'm just worried about left running.
Oh, well, we could
just lock it up. But I'm just looking, right now it's a long pull for those to get out there.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
And so that's why we could coordinate.
To meet and get going.
Okay, I'll see if he's available. I left him a message that it was urgent, so.
Yeah, we need that water hooked up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a long pull for water.
At this point in time, I intended to do all the watering out of that building.
Okay.
So the hose goes right back into that room because one of the next things down the line, we will be getting some more money here. We will get our first spiff from the county in July. And
how much is that?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Especially the portion that gets levied to the park, we don't know. However, as soon as we possibly can, I want to get it irrigated. It's got to look decent.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look decent. Yeah. So that's why, as far as putting spigots anywhere, we have to deal with Northern. Who's the plumber?
Yeah, North Country Plumber.
North Country.
Right.
They'll put the spigots in once we know where we want them.
Right. I'm just thinking it's for watering, and if we can, if we can make it work, that's sure make it nice. You know, rather than pulling all the way from the fire hall.
We'll be able to pull from the room because that's where we'll store the hose and all that stuff. We got a lot to do in that room anyway.
Right.
And we're going to run 3-inch all the way in there, right?
Water.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to bring it up.
Actually, it'd be nice to put in, if they're going to put spigots in that room. Do you want a spigot or do you want a pipe? Which is going to be easier?
Spigot.
Little 3 inches, you could run 5 volts.
You don't have a preference, or you don't have a preference?
Don't care.
Yeah. We got, if you put a hyper, then you got to dig it out.
For putting the irrigation, you're talking about putting an irrigation system in there to have the grass golf course. Like, do you know how much chemical goes into a golf course?
I said in that meeting.
Not that much.
Not that much.
No, not that much.
Very little.
Yeah. All right, so that's the end of Thomas Road. Wood chips, we can't find any.
We didn't use our own last time? We did.
They're not dumping right now.
Chad said he doesn't think they're chipping yet.
But they will eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to spruce up the kids' area. Not critical, but we'd like to get it done.
Well, are they going to...
What?
Are they gonna pull that back and make, and move them black things back?
Yeah, but I don't know how thick the wood chips are, if that's gonna give us anything. The wood chips that are in there now are looking kind of dead anyway.
Yeah, all right.
So.
And they're expensive to get bulk.
Right, so we're just gonna live with what we got until they start chipping, somebody will chip. I'm sure, I hope we find them. Sidewalk and ramp, we haven't decided, I don't think, you and I talked about it. We just haven't decided if we're gonna do anything.
Have you had to go up with the.
We won't be able to get it done by 50 Lake Stays probably anyway.
You know, I don't think that's real critical, my opinion, as far as that goes, it can be put in.
I think we need to get the park up and take it for a test drive for a while.
Well, like I always say, you know, check it out and see how you feel about it and then start putting in what you think needs to go where.
So
are we gonna set up for any sidewalks at all?
After we test drive the park for a while, then we'll.
Well, we're gonna put a fence up, where are we putting the entry to the fence?
The split rail fence?
No. No, there's a fence around the pickleball court. Right now, there's
only 4 feet.
The entrance right now in this design shows the entrance off the end of the court.
Okay, that's, I did want to talk to you guys about that, when you're ready.
I guess
we can stop and go to that.
Yeah, because we're on sidewalks and ramps. This is a sidewalk. Where the entrance to this pickleball court is, there's gonna be a sidewalk. Ann, give me your opinion.
The sidewalk will come later, but talking with avid pickleball players and viewing other pickleball courts, what is recommended is that this is a fence all the way with a gate and then a gate here. And Oberg said that's not a problem when they come on Tuesday. We just have to know exactly what that we want.
What would be the problem with having them at the fence lines and then having a sidewalk as part of that buffer?
Having it where?
On where the nets are towards the playground, where the nets.
This?
Yep, right there.
Because when you walk in, you don't want to cross any courts. You want to be able to go in and go to the court that you're choosing to play in.
Right, and if you hit the ball out, you want to stay in your court, especially someone
exactly.
else is playing in
there. You just don't want people court. Crossing.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Well, my thoughts were is that someday, I know it's tight, but I think that septic system could be redesigned, and if that building goes away, then it could get redesigned that way too. And we could pick up the extra 10 feet that we need to put that second one in there.
We can do that. We just have to move that drain field a little bit.
Yeah, well, you just add 10 feet on the other end.
Yeah. And then we get our 60 feet.
And that's where we're going in off the ends. That's why I'm thinking the gates should be at nets. And somebody's going to wait for 5 minutes while you go in and around their court, I would think. I mean,
this was a big deal. I met with Lori.
It was a big deal?
It was a big deal. Yes.
How do you do it when you play in the gymnasium? That's not a sign.
Well, people are crossing all the time.
So it shouldn't be a big deal.
It is, though, if you're playing.
It is, especially when you're outside.
Seems like there's a certain etiquette for pickleball.
There is.
And protocol,
yes.
Too.
Protocol. Yeah.
And if we want people to come play, we want guys out there.
If we just made that all sidewalk.
Because most of them are elderly.
We could skip. We could just make something. Keep the playground right where it is, have concrete for the, around right through there.
So keep a sidewalk here, skinny sidewalk? Or you're saying go here?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to the gate. Because right there where the net is and the playground comes around, right now that area is what?
3 feet.
3 feet. Mm-hmm. So you just have your gate right there, and then everybody funnels right to the gate.
Yeah,
you can come
out
from there.
I mean, it's not their choice, but they, not like that. I'm telling you.
really don't.
And then if you gotta get on the other side, those people go around the other side to get on their.
But if we're gonna set it up as pickleball courts, we need to follow the rules of pickleball courts.
I think so too.
Yeah, I kinda go with that.
We can't just decide willy-nilly what we're gonna do differently, because if people are gonna wanna play and if people are gonna actually have like tournaments, they're gonna wanna go to courts that are set up the way they're used to.
So in the future, we're gonna be putting, bleachers?
Nobody has bleachers. Oh, don't go that far. It's not that exciting.
Even Cross Lake doesn't have bleachers.
I haven't played it, I have no idea.
No, but people are particular about the pickleball, so.
It would appear that there's nothing to talk about.
I mean, if you wanna talk to people that would wanna play the game and wanna come here and then maybe go to the meeting for dinner and drinks afterwards, they're gonna want that set up the way the pickleball court is set up.
And they're already talking about that. Yes.
I would like, now, okay, we're on sidewalks. Okay, if that's the story,
we need a little.
I can't get one. The laser won't work on the TV.
We have this area concrete.
It will be, but not this year.
Okay, well, going back to the pavers, which I don't know what, did you ever find out anything on that?
No, I'm sorry, I did not.
I'm going to talk to Ann about it, but I say we dress this up and have him lay this in 18-inch, 12-inch, 8x4 blocks, randomly laid in, and we go sell the blocks. That's how they paid for a lot of the park up there in Walker. Anybody been to the Walker on the town side of that park there?
On the lake.
On the lake. Is that on the lake? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea to help finance.
Go over there. There's.
We need.
I already know the Warden.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to
want things for their grant.
We need to advertise that.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
But there's past generations that want to buy bricks or blocks.
And you're mentioning 12 by 12s and
variety.
Right. So maybe one would be a little more money and.
Yeah. That makes sense.
There you go.
That's true. That's how a lot of places do it. The smaller one costs this much. A medium size costs this much.
$200, $300. I don't know.
Okay.
You're getting your name engraved in the park.
Yep.
That's a good idea. And we could like.
We can work on
advertise that.
But no, as he's moving forward, you set it up so that's how he lays it out.
And then he could go and engrave it in. Engrave it in later.
Because if you didn't go spread a bunch of black dirt everywhere and you don't know where your trail, where your.
Oh,
you know where somewhere.
It's getting black dirt.
Why would you put black dirt where you're going to put sidewalk? Now you
because
it
we
out.
Won't put sidewalk in this year. And we can take out the black dirt in no time.
Give me a 4-foot by 10-foot area outside that park.
And what are we going to leave it dirt all summer?
No, we're going to lay bricks in, and then when we need to, we pull the brick out, and we go down and engrave, and we bring it back, put it back in the hall.
Who's going to buy the brick?
That's what we're talking about.
I already told you, I got three of them sold. And as soon as
what's
you put the
price? How do you know how much they are?
They don't care.
Okay.
So we come up with prices. So a small one.
They're family members that started the foundation that.
But you've got to lay the whole thing out.
Yeah, but that's okay. We put a certain amount of small ones, a certain amount of mediums and larges, right. And the ones that are paid.
Who's going to pay for it in the meantime?
Well, the parks department would have to initially pay for the pavers, I would guess.
Yeah, we buy the pavers, and then as we get them, as people buy them, we pull them out, and you get them engraved.
And I see where you're going with that, Mark. You're asking for a 4x10 area that we could expand with more pavers in the future, but at least it's a start.
Yeah.
It should
be the entry
on that
particular.
It's advertising working forward.
And if we know immediately who a couple of them that are going to do it, and people start walking out there and they see names, and then you have a sign that says, if you want your own, call this number, believe me, it'll happen.
Okay.
That's what
I'm all for. I'm all for it.
But so we have to do it in a green area everywhere. I'm just saying a 4x10 area.
Well, we're already paying $70,000 on the rest of the stuff. I think we can maybe go for a little bit more and do some blocks originally.
Well, do we need to get a quote on this and have it done? And so I think that's something we need to the next step on that.
The area's 4 by 10.
So we're going to have to buy the plot. Who's going to put them in?
What?
Who's going to install that?
You get Central Landscapes, we'll ask him for a bid on this. Ask him for what an amendment to that would cost.
Okay. Second, who's going to pull the block out and take it to be engraved?
We'll do it once a year.
See how it goes. If we start advertising it, if we can get a couple of blocks laying here, I'll bet you by the end of 50 Lake Day.
But I don't think we need to pull it. I think there's people that can do it. I think there's that they can come out to the site.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pull them out each time. I think you can go there and do it.
I did find a gentleman when you were in here just a few months ago, Emily, that he does engraving. He's never done it on a paver. He recommended we purchase a paver that we're thinking about. He'll then do a sample. And then my question would be, can he just come here and do it?
Right.
Does he have the tools?
Because a lot of those tools you can bring.
Even so, it's not that hard to take part of paver sidewalk.
Okay. Right.
No, it isn't.
Especially
what we need to do is make sure we have a suitable paver for carving. I don't know if it would make
that's
a
difference. That's just it.
That does make a difference, but on that same note, we try to get bigger blocks to start with to pull them and set them.
Okay. Do you want to, will you find the papers?
I've already been working on it, so I talked to Ann Water a week ago and she said that Tony was had taken it, but I'll see you
okay.
For time.
So this is a separate project.
But just as part of that, and just leave an area that's going to be bad.
I think the entry right where we end around to that first pickleball court is the perfect. It's like the entry sidewalk.
4 foot by 10 foot, you just leave a little
area. If we want, we can set a couple.
In the future, we should start.
For the time being, we'll put in a 4 by 10 class 5 pad.
Yep.
And then you can dig it out and put the papers
in
whatever.
I'm not going to dig anything out. And that's why I wanted to make sure they do the base before they spread the black dirt.
Yes. All right.
And then I'll take it from the base.
It's 4 by 10 big enough?
It's a good start.
Nobody wants to.
Yes.
No, I don't think for the future, no. But I can
see. Because I would love to see this whole thing.
Yeah.
I think a 4 by 10 is a good start to just
put the base and take the black dirt over part of it.
But I think we can expand that entire area later.
But here's a question for you though. But class 5, you can walk on and all that. Why wouldn't we just do the whole thing then instead of putting black dirt?
We're not going to put black dirt. We're going to put it in a 4 by 10 pad.
I understand that, but why wouldn't you do the whole thing?
So we're going to lay if this is the
I think it's a financial thing right now, but we do a small area, see how it sells. But we have it with, I think it should be grass and black dirt around it for now, because it maybe we'll expand this year, next year, maybe 5 years.
But we can
use that entire area in time.
A lot of times, I mean, pavers, well, then you're not. We go oversize the pad. If we're going to do a 4 by 10,
that's what I mean. Oversize.
Make sure we go 14 by.
So we can tie into it easy. Right, right. I got that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Without disturbing what we've already created.
So what size?
We just got to peel a little black dirt.
What size do you want the pad?
So 4 by 10 would be 6.
I think a 4 by 10 would make a nice entry there, possibly a bench or something.
No, he wants to know what size the pad needs to be. The pad, we're down to
14 by 8.
Maybe 14 by 6, that's what a skid steer is. So
all right.
Pad.
Not
we're
going to
flag
by 10.
Edges. We want a 4 foot by 10 foot pad.
Right.
Left open, black dirt all the way around it.
You want a 4 by 10 pad?
No, I want the pad 14 by 6.
14 by 6.
But it can black dirt everything but 4 by 10. Because you want to oversize, just like when I'm building a building, I'm 4 feet oversized. So when you go to tie it later.
All right.
I'll talk to you, Kevin. Chad, you know what I'm saying, right? make sure he doesn't.
We've been working on this, and it's went nowhere.
I have been talking about doing these goddamn pavers for a year.
Yes.
The band was here, she would swear to it.
Okay.
I've been talking about selling pavers for a long time.
I'll get the pad, I'll get your pad in.
Jeez.
Split rail fence.
Why don't I just use the rocks? We already have the rocks.
Because then you have to trim, we already have the split rail fence.
You gotta trim around the split rail fence too, and after about 10 years, it eats right through it.
What do you want? You want rock or split rail fence?
Either would be fine, but we...
You know, here's the thing, the three of us have decided, and now you guys want to jump in and change shit.
Yep.
You had a...
Yep, because we're thinking...
Had a whole goddamn year.
Nobody asked me, and I've been fighting the split rail fence from the beginning. Just like I've been pushing for the pickleball court, not the splash pad. I'm at 100% against it. We've tried to trim money. We've got the rocks. It's just a matter of walking around the other side.
You got the split rock fence, too.
The split rock fence?
Split rail fence.
Are we at a point we're ready for it?
Where are we going to put the snow? We're going to bust it off with the snow plow. Tell me if that happens, because I've lost one every year. I stockpile used split rail fences.
No, we're putting the split rail fence in.
Why?
Because that's what the three of us decided a long time ago.
Well, there's one, two, three other of us. What do you think, Gary?
Well, then you should have got on the park board. You want the rock or the split rail fence?
You said you want to throw on it. Let's start with the rock.
I would prefer the split rail fence for the simple fact that I think kids could get hurt crawling on them rocks. I think it'd be easier to weed whip and trim and be able to do it quicker.
Joe, what do you want?
People come up on their horse.
I can't visualize a rock anyway. I don't know.
It seems like we have both.
We don't have
if we didn't have the fence.
Real big rock.
I'm envisioning the rock like piled up next to each other in a row, or a rock here, and then a rock here, and then a rock here.
Rock area enough to get a mower through. 40 inches?
I like the thrift. I'm going to go through the fence.
I'd kind of run with the fence myself.
I don't care. I only want to vote.
Okay, the split rail fence will go up probably after 50 lake stays. We haven't even got it stained yet. The swing set
ends in tar. It doesn't matter. He's going to knock more of the snow out of the swing.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. Swing set, we want to put it back in. It got all bent, taken out.
It was bent before you took it out.
Some
did that top rail get bent? Did you use a splitter bar?
I used a 6x6.
Well, anyway, we want to put back in.
Yeah.
Where? Give me that.
To be determined. We just want to put back in.
Put it right off the end of the pickleball
and,
court so they get done. I thought there was
you will, will you take care of doing that?
Chad,
you
swing?
And, you and Ann.
And Chad will, and Ann will.
You and Ann can figure out where it goes.
Do we want to wait till we're sure on everything we're doing?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
So there's no rush?
I don't think there's any rush for this.
The main thing is that it doesn't get wrecked anymore. So when we do...
Well, we need to put it somewhere where it's staying permanently. There's no more moving it, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Because that's, all the cementing and all that.
Yeah. But that's cheap cement. It'll bust right off of there.
Especially when I swing on it.
Color
there we go, bring it over to 50 lake stays and everybody gets a whack for a buck.
Here's your sledgehammer.
Yeah. pickleball court color. Oh, God. What we've chosen is red, white, and blue.
Just like the drawing, right?
Yep.
Is that all right?
That works.
I do want to point out, though, that the pickleballers, they like it when the kitchen matches, is a different color, not the same here. So she asked if this could be red, the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
So it identifies it more. She says it blends in, you don't realize you're still in.
That's probably good because those lines will come off over time too. Probably.
Yeah.
So we need a white line?
Well, we can still do that, but the red, because you need the white to separate the two sides. But at least you, like she said, the red up in the front, you would know that that's part of that.
Yeah, and stripe right between the red and the blue because it makes it nice, just makes it crisp and clean and shows up nice.
And I just want to share a couple of things. She was going to come tonight. L'Oreal's very, she suggested instead here, and if you're at Cross Lake and you look, they have picnic tables, like our picnic tables that you can sit around, but theirs are the metal that lasts forever, and they're square. And then they just have an umbrella. And she said, TJ said, the tables were about 200 and some, the umbrellas were like 60.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because this, how much was that, 14? That's quite, yeah.
We're not going to do anything right now.
I know that. I'm just sharing.
Yeah.
Then she asked if council would consider purchasing a couple of pickleballs and the paddles.
Well, I think we should do that, yeah, if we're...
Not I, so much for rental, think, but if she...
I think the bar should buy them and rent them.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Leave your driver's license.
And you got to come down to get it?
And it has to be cheap, though. It has to be very cheap.
You have to let them unlock it.
Yeah.
We are not speaking for that. We're not speaking for that.
That's what no,
the bar is. What else did she suggest?
Diana wants to do that. Oh, great.
And was this so that people that didn't have equipment that wanted to try it could get it?
Yes, and she wants to hold like free lessons.
Right.
Well, she just thought if people come, she's got extra, but if people come and she doesn't have extra, could city just have some for her to borrow?
And I think that's a great idea because then, just like Gary just said, like if we get them in and we rent them for cheap, like a dollar per time or whatever, and you just keep their license or whatever, and then you got them into the bar, right? They might have... like even a coffee that kids, right? But I'm just saying they have to come back in, so maybe afterwards they would. It's just I think it's if we're going to offer that, I think it's nice for people to try it before they.
That's all bar stuff.
You have to think these things through, Jill.
But I think that's worth thinking it through now.
That's what we're talking
about. We're thinking it through right now.
Okay, we're not making any decisions for the bar.
That's fine, but we're talking about it now about if that's a possibility.
Yeah, if the bar wants to do it, but you've got to think about. Where are you going to put this stuff? Who's going to collect the driver's license and keep charge of it?
Well, we'll have a separate spot.
If Adam doesn't come back, who's going to go looking?
Well, if it's somebody's license, then we know where to find it.
Let's bring that for the future.
Yeah. Did she have some suggestions on, because they range from $20 a paddle to $200 a paddle.
We didn't buy them.
No, I know that. But
it would be the cheapy, cheapy ones.
Not necessarily want to get the cheapy, cheapy ones. We can talk about that.
Somewhere in the medium. Or, okay.
And this was just her personally. We walked over there yesterday, and she thought it would be so nice here if this was just mulch and some trees planted. So, just throwing it out.
Why not this? Why not we do what's currently red and green, do your in dark green, then light green, and then red in your kitchen?
No.
I like the blue and red.
We're doing it just that way. Here's the deal. We're going to get this all done here tonight. And then from now on, you're going to be on the park committee and show up to the meetings. And you're going to be on the park committee and show up to the meetings.
What is the problem with possibly offering paddles? When she suggested that is a way to get people here to play pickleball.
We're not making any decisions today.
Planning and zoning comes up with thoughts all the time.
Right. We can talk it through. We don't have to make decisions tonight. But these are things we can think about. Okay. And we can bring it up to Diana and see if that's something she'd be willing to do.
Good. Maybe City Hall could do it. When they're opening and when they're closed, then they get the bar or something. But that we'd have to talk to
we'll
them.
We'll talk about
yeah.
that.
And we're going to take the paddles from here at the end of the day.
We could just have one spot, like a bucket, and no paddles, too.
Yeah. It's not as easy as they think it
is. But you can have a tote of paddles. It's not that high. It's not that big of a deal.
All right, we're moving on. Let's keep going.
An envelope just for the tote.
Okay, so I do need you to agree on a color.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, blue, and then the red, like where you said.
I mean, though, Mark had a different opinion.
I don't play yet.
Do what you want with that.
No, I'll go with
if you play the game, you get a vote, otherwise I'm stepping out.
We'll go with Laura's suggestion, build the kitchen red.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should take care of that. Whatever. That's not that hard.
Can I just say one more thing? At last month's meeting, you approved the DSG invoice for the piping, but we did not say where this money was going to come from. It was over $2,000. It's for the drainage that you hired Andrew Schweitzer now to
fix. The whole Schweitzer project gets charged to the city.
For the drainage?
Yeah.
What about the septic, though? The hookup to the septic, is that part?
Oh, he's doing that, too? Then that would be separated out.
That's the park?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Any questions on that?
No, I agree with that, yeah.
I agree with that.
All right.
Chad?
Isn't the park going to be tapping into that drainage for the foot splash pad in the near future?
Oh, there's two drains running down there, isn't there?
Possibly. But that's where all the water for the splash pad is supposed to go down and off that
thing. Then where is that drain at?
Well, there ain't one there yet, but I'm just
you're thinking we're going to tap into what we cut over on the
yard.
Yep.
But not right away.
Park.
No.
I think at that time it'd be the park that would make that hook up into the main drain.
Yes, so okay. Yeah.
But as far as the concrete structure, if that's going to be the story, we should almost stub something out of the structure, that direction and cap it.
We have no idea at what elevation that's going to come out.
Well, I can give you a pretty good idea.
Do you know how deep they are?
The drain is going to go to the furthest point where the quarter divot. Subtract probably 5 inches for the surface and give it a quarter bubble. I'd be within an inch or three.
Now, we can expose it and punch it in later.
All right.
Last thing, or the next thing is, this is a full. You come in a little higher than we thought.
Us with all the material.
Yeah, we still gotta buy the dirt.
We're gonna have we're a ways from, I don't know this or not, we want to move that park stuff. Do grass. I don't think we're getting grass grown by the Tulane Day anyway.
Yes, we will. It's gonna be real nice and green. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, this is a hard pill to swallow because we got to buy 80 yards.
I think we should try to get another bid.
We've had problems with that in the past, haven't we?
But landscapers, you'd think there'd be other landscapers that want to kick in, don't they?
We asked.
And the neighbor's got a pickup truck and a skid steer.
Shovel.
Yeah. No. This is all packed in and graded, so the lawnmower will cut it without chopping it all up with the minimum amount of weed whipping.
You know, and we do need to make that amendment to this as far as that pad goes.
Yeah, you'll have to put that in, but that's no big deal.
No.
That's an easy...
Oh, that's...
That's an easy deal.
Yeah. So I don't know how much that would change that number. Maybe it'd be nice to us.
Yeah.
We're saving a little bit on the
water. Well, and we're supplying all the class 5, right? We're supplying all the class 5, right?
Yeah.
Very expensive.
The class 5, it just costs a little bit of time to take it off and pack it.
If there's class 5 out here, we'll use it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, just my question, and I've asked you, are we putting the cart before the horse here? Just being on the Parks Committee, I just get worried that we're going to spend a lot of money that we don't have, and then it's going to get tore up.
Why is it going to get tore up?
We still have the painting that has to come in.
What painting?
The painting of the pickleball.
Oh, yeah. He won't tear it up.
Okay.
Because he'll be, now he's going to be working off of a 14 pad. Okay.
How far is this way are we coming with grass and landscaping? I'm just...
All the way around.
What you just brought up, Ann, is, I mean, we got to get fencing around there, the painting done. I mean, these guys are, I don't know if they can lock their machines in or if...
That I don't know.
I don't see it.
You know, we ain't got any heavy equipment coming in to...
No.
No. I think it should be painted before we put the fence up.
No, they do it the fence first.
They do.
The fence first.
When's the fence due?
Tuesday morning.
So that's also
normal. That's going to be in before the
last 2 weeks anyway, right?
Yeah.
One month.
But the painting is not.
Afterwards?
That's all of that.
I got to think 20.
Yeah, 20
days.
14 days.
Whoever puts in the fence, are they putting in the two net posts?
Well, and I don't really, if that's the progression of things, I don't think we're getting on a line at all.
Does anybody, do we have nets yet?
He provides that.
Okay. Yeah, if we get the fencing up and then the landscaping comes in and the painting, I think we're in good shape with all of that. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at everything that's grass there now on that picture, and picture the end of Town Hall Road. That whole thing is good.
But how about this way is what I'm, are we gonna, we're gonna grass right over the to be pickleball wood and stuff?
I have ordered two of them. They don't work. I have to get one that's stretch it out.
All of this will be altered and power raked. All this will be cleaned out and graded accordingly. This will be sod. All this will be grass.
He doesn't have any sod on his bed.
There's no sod. All this is going to be grass. All of this is going to be grass. This is going to be changed to here, so that more will go through here twice. This all gets, this where we trenched in here, this will all get lightly raked up and started over again. And the reason now, Mark, that he won't hit the fence is because the fence is going to go right there. And he's going to knock out the trees before he hits the fence, because we realize the amount of snow storage that we have to leave.
So then rock would just as good.
You were voted down. I had nothing. I'm sorry about that.
Can I just read you what the painter does so you fully understand?
Yes.
Install two new Douglas pickleball tennis posts, pressure wash court surface, flood courts, and locate any areas holding more than an eighth inch standing water. Patch low areas with acrylic deep patching material. Completely sand court surface with high powered orbital sander. Apply two coats of acrylic leveling material. Apply two texture coat of Nova acrylic tennis court paint. And line stripe pickleball courts to USPA specifications. I just have a hard time thinking he's not going to disturb the outside of that area.
Well, it'll already be fenced though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're talking about if we have it landscaped, he's going to be dragging all some heavy equipment through the landscaping up to the court so we can do his job.
Right, he'll be coming from the backside.
And that's kind of part of the reason I asked why it was going to be sodded. We're not really going to do anything where the second pickleball court is going to be. We're not. So he can get his equipment in there very easily.
Yeah.
So did he say what he needed or wanted? Since we haven't built it yet, did he have a preference as to whether or not the fence is up or not? Or
The fencing, yes, they want the fencing.
They want the fence up. They have the fence up.
To do the power washing?
To do the painting.
Do the painting, okay.
That's part of the power washing hole again.
You know, the thing is, it's with machinery and punch them holes in.
Right, so they're putting it up, but when they're doing all the rest of the stuff, I can't imagine they have the fence up. When they're power washing and sanding and doing all that, they probably put the fence up the land part.
Well, they probably have a gate the right size so their equipment fits through the gate.
And I would have to think that this is also done on existing cords, so I don't think that it would have...
I don't think so. And see, that's something that we're going to be working on in the near future here, is to start setting money aside for that type of stuff. Because we'll have to repaint this, and it's not me. That's what the professionals are telling me. We'll have to repaint it in 7 years. So we're going to have to start setting
money aside.
You want,
yeah,
what was the painting bid
again?
$7,400.
Okay. But that's first prep and everything, too. Yeah. So, you know, just a paint job shouldn't be that much, because he's going to flood it, you know, and if he has to patch it.
We don't know what, I never asked... I think it was TJ.
Well, that's 7 years from now, and when he installs it, would somebody make sure they ask him, how much is this going to cost in 7 years?
Well, I mean,
I think we'll be putting money in the park fund.
We'll put $1,000 a year, and that way in...
Sure.
In 7 years, we've got $7,000.
I just want you guys to fully understand, I have real high reservations of landscaping at $9,800.
That's why I really...
That's all.
And
you guys are the deciding factor, but...
Yes.
It's a lot of
money. It would sure be nice to get another bid, but, like, I don't know, we haven't had luck with that in the past, have we?
You know...
No. And Kevin will be here maybe this week. We've got to have something done. We have to have something done to look nice. And we will have this greened up nice by 50 Lakes State. If you want to showcase the park,
it's already showcased just with the asphalt, and by then there'll be fences and paint. I think putting this $9,800 for—that's a lot of money for what he's going to do. With it. There's no materials involved here. We're going to supply him with all the materials.
How much would you charge to spread out all the dirt, pack it down with your packer? Go in on the Town Hall Road, power rake the whole thing out, get rid of all the debris, get everything seeded down, then come back and mulch everything, have it all graded out.
You can mulch it, I'm sure. I just don't understand why we only have one bid for this. I didn't start until Monday, and I got two bids for... your digging part. I mean, like, $9,800 for what he's doing. It's a lot of money.
Granted, he said it's a lot of work. It's going to take, you know, a few days of hard work.
But I understand Dan's point that maybe, I know that we need to get started on it, but maybe we finish this and then have to do it immediately after.
Well, and just the other question, too, is how is this going to be watered appropriately? And how many times a day does it need to be watered?
That's going to be done. That will be done in a motion.
Well, are we going to have hoses running all over?
Just needs timers. To be watered lightly twice a day. Roots are only a half inch deep right now for the next 2-3 weeks.
This thing, you've already got them on the hook to come later this week. Well, we're already Wednesday.
If the agreement is no, I'll cancel him in a heartbeat. And he'll understand. But he's always done this very good work.
I agree. I just think $9,800 is...
He's
got all the black dirt here. It's all sitting back there. Yeah. Let's put this on hold until next meeting and get at least one more bid.
You guys have to make that decision. decision.
Then it will not be green for free.
Well, we're trying to, somebody's making an attempt at.
Approximately, where do you think it should be, Mark? And I mean, I'm not trying to, is he like $4,000 over, or six, or $2,000 over? What are your thoughts?
Well, the biggest hassle is going to be moving that, I didn't look at how much it's going to be involved in moving that park in for two passes with the,
That'll take him less than a day.
Why don't we just, you're talking about doing mulch along that side?
No.
You want it all green. All right, so.
If we don't accept this bid, which is all right with me, then we don't do anything on landscaping until after 50 Lakes Days. Because if Kevin starts now, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to have to be watered every day to get the
soil green. So why not have the blue fibs on the outside for the water then? You said you're going to have them in the utility room?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have hose bibs on the outside so that we can leave them and lock up that room. Don't you think?
No, I don't.
So you've got to run the hoses out every morning and run the hoses back in every night?
What I would expect that he would do is bring the fire truck out and put the small hose with that pump in the front and...
Stand there and spray it?
Yep. The roots are this deep, Mark. He doesn't have to stand there for an hour, covering it lightly, just about as fast as he can walk. He can cover it.
So an hour a day, 2 hours a day. Hour a day?
Hour a day.
You can get that in your schedule.
Do I have a choice?
You wouldn't be able to do it tomorrow. You've got to run through all his roads. He's probably got a day and a half of road grading right now.
Why don't we put it off until after 50 Lakes Day?
I think I'd like to see another bid if we could get it, or a couple.
There's a lot of money.
And we it is a lot that
of money. I think they're doing a lot of work in charge. It is a lot of money.
I'm running treasury. Fire department, run the treasury for the fire department. I mean, how many hats do you want me to wear? I have, but I'm putting that's what this council's for everybody to have an opinion.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm putting out right there. I think this is too much.
All right.
We're moving too fast. If it's done by, if it's green by the end of summer, I think we accomplished something. You don't have to get, you guys are doing a great job, but it's, this.
Yeah.
Getting the landscaping, getting that done, and just putting the horse before the wagon, whatever the hell.
I'll cancel Kevin tonight.
So I don't know if that's called canceled. We're putting it on hold for now. And we're not like canceling him. We're just going to get some other bids and see how it goes. And then if he's the one that we
decide. There is absolutely no sense in starting until after 50 Lakes Day. Because people are going to be here tearing it up on 50 Lakes Day.
Why?
For Christ's sake. If you kids are going to be running all over there 50 Lakes Day.
We had straw on it last year, wasn't it? For 50 Lakes Day, it was just fine. The grass wasn't barely coming through. And it handled it just fine. It was all straw last summer during 50 Lakes Days.
I don't give a shit. Put up my picture in the front yard. Please. This is why I wanted to do it this way. That's the front yard of the bar.
Yep.
Do you realize what's coming this weekend?
It's Memorial Day weekend.
There you go, bingo. We got all the people coming to the town. We got a great big dirt spot.
Which is from your hydrant.
Yes. That was put in last year.
Right at freeze up.
Yeah. That could have been graded out, seeded, and strawed, and it would have been green. We got a big dead spot out here in front of the tar. The front yard of the bar looks like crap. And that's what we're going into the holiday weekend with.
I don't think people really care how many people come. They're gonna, it's gonna be packed with people and nobody's even gonna see the ground. There's tons of people around. They're out there playing games or out there having a drink. Nobody's like, wow, look at that lawn. I don't think.
You know, you might have a point. I was just at the log cabin for the spring fling and we sat all back by the horseshoe pits and sat outside all afternoon because it was so not that nice.
Did you notice the ground?
It isn't very nice over there.
Right, but did you care?
No.
Okay. Did you?
But I mean, I don't care. If I'm sitting out there having a drink, I don't care if the lawn's perfectly manicured.
Okay.
I'm having a drink.
But it's going to be nice.
Good.
Right, it's going to be mowed. But my point is, like...
There's grass seed in there right now. I ran the sprinkler all day yesterday.
I should take a picture of my front yard.
Yeah.
And it's hard, and it's hard to grow grass on the car and everything because all your salt is going on it. All the salt from the highway is coming on it. All the salt from the sidewalks going on it.
And there's not
a
lot of
motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Well, if this is acceptable, Jill, then why not build a little landscape over there?
So, I don't know what you expect from a bar outside, but a lot of places that I go, they don't have...